This is CliffCentral.com.
And it is my absolute tremendous pleasure here on Cliff Central to be your show host with Zarif Minty. I'm Kenneth Malefe, and this is the Inspired Youth Essay. Take some time to check out our website, www.cliffcentral.com, and download our app on Play Store, CliffCentral.com. Remember to check out our social media handles, man. Very important. On Instagram, we're CliffCentral.com, and Facebook, Inspired Youth Essay, and on Twitter, Inspired Youth Essay. How are you doing, Zarif?
I'm good, bro. Look, you know, the one thing I always tell you, Kenneth, is that we need to celebrate young people doing phenomenal things.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love guessing up our team. I feel like, you know, you're obviously always doing amazing things, so we support you all the time.
We're trying,
and we value
yeah.
that. But so has Dean. Dean has done a lot of great things. Our CEO of Bright Factor, Dean Botha. If you guys go out today and go and purchase the latest GQ magazine, the one where Bonang is actually on the cover mm-hmm. of it. So she's the first woman to ever make a cover of a GQ magazine
and
in South Africa.
That's for male, right?
That's for males.
Yeah.
It's purely a male yeah. fashion magazine, but mm-hmm. now Bonang's on the cover of that. If you open up the magazine, you'll find Dean Botha speaking about Pride Factor, speaking about hashtag Inspired Youth Essay, speaking about this specific platform as well.
That's right.
So big ups to Dean, you know. Well, let's give him a huge round of
incredible
applause,
stuff, man.
Well done to you.
Awesome.
Yeah, but just touching on, you know, other things that are happening in South Africa at the moment.
Yeah.
There's the, you know, Entrepreneurship Week that's coming up, that's in relation with the Department of Higher Education mm-hmm. and Training. So Pride Factor is going to go out to 13 different universities, but not your everyday universities, not your UJ, not your VITS, not your UCT. They're going to go to every single type of university in South Africa, from the Vaal to in the Northwest, maybe
yeah.
to Mafikeng,
yeah.
To KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, Mpumalanga. So they're going to reach the whole of South Africa, all the provinces. And it's all about just teaching young people entrepreneurship skills, letting them get motivated through
That's
the
right.
platform.
Yeah.
And also just everything that Pride Factor is doing. I mean, it's literally the most inspiring and empowerment platform is that of Inspired Youth and Pride
yes.
Factor South Africa.
Yeah.
So big up to Dean, big up to his team. They're doing exceptionally well. I'm going to be part of that whole tour. So you're going to see me go into those 13 different universities.
Yeah,
I'm excited,
celebrated.
Bro. I'm very excited for
yeah.
that.
Now, he's incredibly celebrated, and you know he's all about inspiration. I tell people all the time that, you know what, your inspiration is our ultimate motivation, and we're all about that, man, here on the Inspire You Do's Essay. We have incredible guests today, but before we go to that, I want you guys to prepare for this. Did you know that Penthouse announced ultraviolet as a color of the year 2018? Carla Specialist and Interior Designer and Decorator Sandra Lankins chats to Lerato Chabalala on the latest episode of Living It Up. Find out how you can incorporate this color in your house. Download the podcast now. Living It Up, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shatters. Taylor Blinds perfects your view. Dress up your windows from home to the office. With an insurance of about 60 years of high-quality products, Taylor and Blinds Shatters bring home the textures, colors, fabrics, curtains, and innovative materials that you can space out in your own house and incredibly enjoy this marvelous, marvelous technology. Incredible
yeah. stuff. You know what's really
yeah.
nice also? I mean,
yeah.
the fact that we're on hashtag Inspired Youth Essay, but there's also a lot of phenomenal shows on Cliff Central. I'm just going to let you guys know of another show. It's called Smart Money. So Smart Money is a series of financial tips for different life stages. Maya Fisher-French speaks to various experts as they help us find answers to pressing financial questions. Questions like financial wellness, savings for retirement, making sure you have the correct healthcare, navigating the gig economy, saving from a millennial perspective, and also how getting married affects you financially and more. So Smart Money is brought to you by Discovery, getting your money right for your life. The show plays out every single Wednesday at 9 a.m. and all 12 episodes of the podcast are available on cliffcentral.com, on the Cliff Central app, and anywhere you get your podcasts. So yeah, man, Kenneth, is that true? Does getting married really affect you financially?
It
since
does.
You are a married man?
Yeah, yeah, it affects you in every way, man, holistically, actually, not just financially. You know, but you got to be prepared and you have to be willing to be the provider that you should be. be it you man or woman,
yeah.
You know. I tell people all the time, never tell your wife that God will provide. You should provide.
I appreciate that.
You know.
Yeah, and God provides through you.
Yeah, That's it. God provided for the man and the man should provide for the woman. That's beautiful. How it works.
Beautiful.
Amen. Yes. So, you know, we are on the Inspired Youth Essay. I tell you, today I want to tell you something. If you're listening to the show, I want you to remember this. You are the designer's original. Nobody can ever be you. You are your own self and you are a distinctive human being. And therefore, you have to excel and be the best that you can be. I tell people all the time, since we are on the Inspired Youth Essay, create a sense of agency to be successful. That which is not urgent is never attended to. And this is a Kenneth Malefic quote. Realities will contradict your expectations. Your present reality will always be much more important. Be present and celebrate what you're going through, because that might be your next step to a bigger change. Institute change. It's insanity to expect different results without change. If you're not doing anything today, make sure you get things done and do something about it. Sustain acceleration. Don't start with the energy you will not sustain or maintain. If you choose to do something today, make sure that you have the capacity and the energy to keep it rolling. Action is motion initiated. If you can start something, maintain the progress, then promotion will be sure. And those are Kenneth Malefic quotes. Zarif, holler at you.
Yeah, man, I think we have a phenomenal show coming up today.
Yeah.
We have big, big guests coming in. So, you know, I'm all about young entrepreneurs at the same time doing phenomenal things. So, mm-hmm. One of our guests on the show today has his own online platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's called North Magazine, and he goes by the name of Monty. Monty, how are you doing, man?
Yeah,
are you
yeah,
good?
I'm good, Zarif. I'm good.
You're so far away from the mic. Right? You think you're on a vacation. He thinks he's in Hawaii or Dubai.
No, I thought maybe still doing the introduction. You're going to holler at me later, though.
Sure. Welcome, man.
Yeah,
welcome,
it's very nice having you on the show, Monty.
I'm very honored to be
now
on the show.
Now that you're out of Dubai and Hawaii, now we can have a conversation with you.
Finally.
What made you start up North Magazine?
Basically, like growing up, like I did see the gap of media going to rural places. I'm from a rural place in Limpopo, Mashishane, Polokwane there.
All right.
So there is a lot of people who are talented, but their story can never be told by anybody because nobody goes to them to the ground.
Yeah.
So what I did is like I write stories about up and coming people. Like you can be a soccer star, a rapper, whatever, or business mm-hmm. person. So yeah. I write, I'm the first step to them going up. So I'm the person like I introduce their work so that they are being known, mm-hmm. so that the big media can see them, can know their work and stuff.
It's okay. Very important, so, right? Because I mean a lot of South African people are talented, but they never get the platform to showcase themselves out there. And it's very important that you have a platform like that. So we congratulate you and we commend you for something like that.
Amazing.
But how, I mean, at the same time, you're a young entrepreneur, Monty. How does that earn you a living? You know what I'm saying? It's online is a very touchy subject at the moment because of data, because
right.
of airtime. How do you make a living from a platform like that? There's a lot of entrepreneurs that want to get into the same space. Educate us. How do you make a living from that?
Okay, first and foremost, to me, like it was not about making a living. It was making a livelihood. So what I'm doing, it's more of giving back to the people rather than making money out of it. But I do have to get a little something so that the company can keep on going.
I'm actually very happy you mentioned that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So what I do basically is like via advertisers. So when I get advertisers and then they advertise, and then that's how I make money. And even some gigs, I do entertainment gigs. When I go to those gigs and then they give me some sort of money income.
What do you mean an entertainment gig? Are you a DJ? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not a DJ. Like when there is an event, like entertainment event.
Oh, then you write about the event.
Yeah, I go to the event. I take pictures and then I put them on my platform, and then that's how I get a little something there.
Amazing.
Okay, what made you think of becoming an entrepreneur? So it's so easy for, I mean, you enjoy the news space, you like this platform. How easy is it to just go to you know, one of these traditional newspapers or a magazine and work for one of them, compared to now saying, listen, I want to open up my own online platform. I want to write my own, sign my own checks. I want to employ people. What made you get into that mindset of being an entrepreneur?
The mindset of becoming an entrepreneur, it happened whereby if I work for somebody, I cannot tell the story the way I want it to be told. So working for myself gives me the audacity to write anything that I like. Like I say the story the way it is, because like when I look into media in Africa as a whole,
okay,
like mostly they are told what to write. And they are told what to do. And yeah, like when you private like me, you say it like it is.
Because sometimes the narrative is not correct, right?
Yeah.
And whoever writes about you has to interpret it the way you see it. Not the way they see it.
No, not like putting up some spices. Yeah, so
for sure.
I tell it like it is. The way when I interview somebody, how you said it to me, that is the way.
That's how you,
I want to tell African real stories, because, you know, African people, like, yes, the story of Africa is not told the way it's supposed to be, because like there is too much of editing, and the media is owned by the West rather than us. So they do play too much around the story, and then they change it. They want to paint the Africa they want.
Okay.
So me as an African entrepreneur in media, I want to tell the real story of Africa.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay, is that part of what you have envisioned your company to be all about?
Yes, that is exactly what I want.
So besides telling the African narrative in its context and in great with great authenticity, what is it that you want to achieve through your company?
I would like, there is too much unemployment rate in our country. So if I employ the youth, and then I think I would have changed. Like if I'm hiring one person, I know I'm helping seven people on the line, because there's a mother, there's a young sister there. There's, so if I help one, it's one is to 10 scale, or one is to seven. So like if I employ maybe six, I know I'm helping 100 people in this country. So like, it's for me, like, making an impact. That is what is most important to me.
Our friend Tibo Touch was speaking a lot about hashtag free data, data must fall. How do you feel about that, Monty, being someone who's on an online
I
want to
hear this one.
No, data must fall, really. Because, like, you know, in other countries like America and stuff like that, they don't pay for data. So everything, it's you just go online like for free like that. So if that can happen, if we move with the world, if we move with technology, I think like now everything is online. So we need data to fall, so that Cliff Central, www.northmagazine.co.za, people can access them very simple. Because now we're moving on the digital part. Like the traditional way of media, it's slowly going down. So like now, because we be growing to the internet side, data must fall. I'm with him there.
Bless you. And I mean, also just touching on, but why do you think there's been such a stop? Like, so it was happening so much in South Africa. It was trending on social media. Everyone was joining the hashtag, you know, speaking about the different networks and saying, guys, lower your fees. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, obviously comparing it to like your Tanzania, your Mozambique, all these different countries. But why has it stopped? Why have people stopped this conversation now?
In our country in general, there's a lot of things that is happening in a small space of time, like news trends, and then if there is no solution to that, they move to the next page, because like things are happening. Donald Trump is saying this and whoever else. So I think maybe it stopped because of like new things were introduced, new trending things were introduced, and then it was brushed off.
You know, we're moving into the fourth industrial revolution now. Everything, people are now being replaced by robotics, you know. People, I mean, there's no use for people now to be in factories anymore. It's just practically done by robots. A lot of business, even in the news space, articles are going to be written by journalists that are not even humans. They don't have hearts. They don't have a heartbeat. Do you know that? How do you think, I mean, obviously you're online platform, so you're not a traditional news platform, but how do you think us as young entrepreneurs in South Africa, how can we best adapt to the fourth industrial revolution moving forward, thinking about all the different developments that are happening over the next 5 to 10 years?
How do we adapt? Like, be elaborate on that.
Because the thing is, isn't it that like it was mentioned, the fourth industrial revolution, a lot of people really would be unemployed because much of what we're doing today will be done by robotics, machines, computers, and all of that. You know, artificial intelligence will be more rampant as we go. By the fifth industrial revolution, literally, you know, 50% of the people that are employed now would not be necessary. You know, so how do we prepare for such, you know, a transition?
I don't think
in your context, because you write your news headlines, you know, you come up with the content and all of that. But then that's about to change as we go. So how, what do you think can be done?
I think like people need to be more educated into like preparing for that time when it comes, because I think like there must be people who must be producing those robots.
Yeah.
So there must be people who are educated to produce those robots. Yeah. I don't think a robot can come into existence without a human mind. So people will be employed on that direction. So what I can say is like, as soon as like generation by generation things are changing, when things change, there's another opportunity of another kind.
That's right.
Even like I can give you an example with crime. If they come up with the top security safe or whatever, the thieves on the other side, they are planning moving forward. It means like they go up, and even us, like if that generation do comes, there will be other things that people can do. That is my take on it.
Incredible.
Monty, I mean, a lot of people go onto your platform, and I see that you do feature a lot of young, prominent, you know, talented individuals that don't necessarily get the platforms of being on the Cliff Central, being on other radio stations, magazines, TV programs. A lot of young people are inspired by the work that you do. The fact that you're going out and you want to develop, you know, kids in townships, it's commendable. It's a beautiful thing. A lot of people also look to your articles for advice, for inspiration and motivation. What advice do you have for young South Africans in 2018 now in South Africa?
The advice I do have for young people in Africa, it's on the line of Africa must unite. Like, do you know, Vision 2063, that is what Africans should
I've never
be basically.
Heard of it. What's Vision 2063?
Vision 2063, it was started by, Jomo Kenyatta, Kwame Nkrumah in 1963. Wow. So, like, from 1963 until now, it's 2063. So, on that line, Africa must unite. And then they mustn't. Yeah, Africa must unite, no borders. Africa must have one army, one everything, so that like we do our way of like, the blacker you are, the more of a foreign you are to me.
Okay. Yeah.
So like we must be.
So one, we should have a United States of Africa.
That United States of Africa.
That is Vision 2063.
Right.
So
okay.
I can advise young people in the countries that like we must work together as Africans. We must save Africa. Like in all grounds of it.
Perfect. Monty, how do we follow you on Instagram?
On Instagram, it's North Magazine 015.
And on all the other social media platforms?
Facebook, it's North Magazine. That's it. North Magazine. That's it. And then on Twitter, it's northmagazine.co.za.
Perfect.
And then my link, when you want to check the day in, day out news, it's www.northmagazine.co.za.
Marvelous.
Beautiful, guys. So it's www.northmagazine.co.za. Monty, thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Thank you.
No, it's a pleasure.
Like, Monty.
Thank you.
All right, before we go on a short break, what does it mean to be a man into this world? Such a complex question. There is a lot of confusion about this and a lot of anger directed to men because of what has been happening in our country. We just came out of Women's Month and we've heard some of the most painful news and what has been happening to women and children. This is a conversation about masculinity. Everyone needs to hear in this raw and authentic series of six podcasts. Greg Willenston and Khalil Osiris starts from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world, equally relevant to men and women. It provides profound insight into why men behave the way they do. It unperks the three core desires at the heart of every man. The question every boy needs answered on this journey to manhood. The four big lies about masculinity. What wounds the masculine heart and one thing every man wants from a woman more than sex. Man to Man Talks is brought to you by Cunning Black Label. Drink responsibly, not safe, not on sale for the persons under the age of 18. We'll be on the short break.
Perfect. And then I just want to let you know as well about a movie that's coming out in cinemas in the near future. It's called Sex, Murder, Puppets.
Yeah.
The Happy Time Murders is a crime comedy film that's featuring the comedic geniuses Melissa McCartney, Maya Rudolph, Elizabeth Banks, and Joel McHale. When the puppet cast of an 80s children's TV show begins to get murdered one by one, a disgraced LAPD detective turned private eye puppet turns on the case. It is a hilarious whodunit that is decidedly no Sesame All Street. The Happy Time Murders releases in South African cinemas on the 31st of August.
Incredible. We'll be back on the short break.
This is CliffCentral.com.
It is my absolute tremendous pleasure here on Cliff Central. Ooh, I feel better now. And to be your show host, I'm Kenneth Malefe. You know, I'm the Kenneth Malefe. Here on Inspire You They Say on Cliff Central. Remember www.cliffcentral.com. Download our app, please. Some people have been asking me, how do we get to listen to the show? Just go and on the website and also go and download our app. And Instagram, CliffCentral.com, Facebook, Inspire Youth SA, Twitter, Inspire Youth SA. You know, I am representing Pride Factor with Zareev Mindy.
Yeah, Kenneth. Look, I mean, guys, please engage with us as well. You know, if you feel like Monty was a good interview, if you like the fact that he owns, a North magazine, online magazine, engage with us. Let us know what you think about it. You guys want to also open up your own magazines. You also want to get into the online space. You know, and Monty can maybe mentor you as well and teach you guys a little bit more about it. Engage with us. Hashtag Inspired Youth SA. I'm excited for our next guest. What do you think?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. So we have one of the most, influential women in our country. Such a tremendous, tremendous person to get to know. And she's actually a personal friend of mine. I'm inspired by her life every day. Matlohonolo Ledwaba, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. And how are you doing?
It's amazing to have you here. And I saw Zareev is actually more excited to have you here. So I thought, you know what, get out of here. It's okay.
Yeah. I love seeing young entrepreneurs breaking barriers, and they're going to probably monopolize the market in the next 5 to 10 years. She's definitely one of those people,
Yeah.
I mean, her business is phenomenal. You can tell us a little bit more about her business as well.
Yeah, Tohi is an entrepreneur and she's the CEO of Bradbox, one of the most thriving businesses in our country, located in Midrand, Colwold Deco Center in Midrand. So go check it out. It's just amazing. Talk about quality of presentation and the quality of taste. She's a person to get to follow. And she has a woman empowerment program, internship programs for pastry chefs. And she's also running a humanitarian organization called the Sanctuary of Hope, charity organizations and NPO. So I want to just explore a little bit of her entrepreneurial side of things. Toki, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. And how are you doing, Kenneth?
Awesome, awesome. Tell us about Bradbox, man.
Yeah, Bradbox. In actual fact, the Bradbox started in my house. And what actually happens is that I was just baking for fun as a hobby.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine one day had a wedding. We went to go check out, you know, the cake, and then I just got in there and I just laughed the hell out of it because it was just, in a lack of a better word, it was just a mediocre job that was done in there. And I said to her, okay, I'll bake you a wedding cake. And then she laughed, like, she's like, what the hell? You know, so that's where it started, and everybody started, asking, where did you do it? The taste was nice and stuff like that. I mean, I grew up in a with a grandmother, basically, where she used to bake every morning and stuff. And I thought, you know what, I'm done with flour and stuff. So, and it started there. So getting more and more of people inquiring And, you know, having a day job, you have to, like, literally wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, bake, so that when you come back from work and then you just finish it off, tomorrow your helper will collect. So what happened is that that's how it started, basically. So it grew so much. It actually started last year in July. So it grew so much that we couldn't even handle the orders, and the fact that I'm, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a student, you know, I do everything at once. So, you know, I had a helper who all the time, instead of, you know, working, and when I'm baking and stuff like that, she leaves everything, you know, and I'm like, you know, this woman. But I saw something in her. I saw, like, she's got this, you know, tenacity to learn. And you know, but something said, you know what, she's not doing what she's supposed to do. Then she needs to go.
Yeah.
But the other part of me says, you know what, she's interested. So what I did is that I called her one Sunday and said, you know what, you'll no longer be working into my house. You will be baking with me.
Yeah.
And then she says, do you want to fire me? Because in actual fact, I mean, you do 2-3 cakes, you know, there's no business in there. So I said, no, I saw what you did. So I basically has hired a helper so you can start with that. So would basically come, she didn't know how to mix baking powder and flour.
You actually taught her from the scratch.
Yeah, from the scratch. And I can tell you now, she's one of the best bakers right now, that, you know, when people come in there, they know that, you know, Sylvia is the person to go to, you know. And then she started as a helper. She was determined. And I realized that, you know what, cleaning and cooking is not her thing.
Mm.
So she's got a passion. She's got something that she probably did not realize that is. So I had to hire another helper. And that helper also, the same story. And I had to then take the two of them to do whatever that they had to do.
To pioneer bread parts.
Then I was actually teaching them more over the weekends. And we actually did not have any money to pay them. But they said they were coming every day and stuff like that. But, you know, when we have experience, the fact of, we know what is it like not to have something.
Mm.
You know, what is it like to sleep with an empty stomach?
Mm.
You know, I did not do what I'm doing because I had. I did to them because I knew that they had families that to feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another thing that made me do that is that you see a lot of young girls that are reliant on your grants, you know, having babies, and you said, you know what, you guys, you have talent, you have that. So it was, Breadbox was part of a skills development more than a business, you know, to say, you know, give these people skills so that they can probably stand in corners and do whatever they do. But then, you know, I think an idea came to say, but then why not do it in a proper place?
Yeah.
And I didn't have money to do that. I didn't have money to look for premises. Quite,
yeah.
Guess what? I went to the estate agent without it, not knowing how I'm going to pay them. I asked for a lease. I wrote a letter and they said, no, you know, we do credit checks and stuff. Lease is approved. And I'm like, to my husband, you know, they have approved leave. Where are we going to get the money from? But you know, the God that we serve, you know, he came through for us. Mm-hmm. So we managed to get that lease. And, you know, we get people in there. And then we start the business.
And it's thriving. It's thriving.
Yeah.
I think what blows my mind, Zarif, about this is the fact that she had a vision. She had a vision. And she started to really collect her thoughts and put it together.
That's true.
And then the projection thereof was just marvelous, because, I mean, if you check it out now on Facebook, you would think it was something that has been there for years.
For hundreds
the
of years.
The quality, I mean, you can check it out right now, her desserts.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. I'm going to actually have it. It looks, it's red velvet. What's it, a red velvet cake, right?
With mascarpone,
How long have you been doing this?
I think personally, I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, but Breadbox was pioneered when?
Breadbox was pioneered last year, 2017, July.
Okay.
That's where the core of the thing is. I mean, that kind of time to put together, you know, such a company, I think
such
it's
good
incredible.
Quality, such good, you know, content in the way that you carry yourself as well.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's one thing that's very evident is the fact that you believe in the whole concept of leveling up, you know what I mean? So even through yourself, through the people who work for you, you'll take someone who's a helper and you'll take them to the next level, make them a baker. One day they might become a Michelin chef, you know what I'm saying? And you never know what you can open up for someone. So you know, I commend that. I think it's a beautiful
thing. Incredible. It's incredible.
And I think
incredible.
You just need to keep doing what you're doing, without
yeah.
a doubt.
She has a woman empowerment program. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, her helpers was not really, you know, doing what they were supposed to be doing. And she turned them into what they are today. And their products, man, are celebrated on social media. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. She actually was doing something for one of these celebrities just recently, you know. And I thought that was really amazing, because she's really, really getting a lot of attention, even, you know, among prominent people. You know, she gets to do this bakes and all of that, this desserts and wedding cakes for them and all of that. So tell us about this program that you have put together. You know, how are you running it? How is it? How does it work?
So basically, the program I'm running it is that I have actually 7 employees that are permanent, that have never been permanent into their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, they, you know, the fact that somebody get excited to be, to have UIF mm-hmm. and all those kind of mm-hmm. things, and to put a smile on somebody else's face. So
yeah.
what we did is that we took them for training. So companies like your Anchor East and Chipkins, they provide a free training
yeah.
and they have assisted to come in house and to help them. So I'm sitting with people that basically I can stay for like a week or two
mm.
without actually going there
yeah.
because they're able to take care of the staff. I mean, I'm talking about people who did not know when you tell about somebody about and can who did not know what a cappuccino is.
Mm.
You know,
sure.
you I'm talking about people who would, when you talk about, let's say for example, you say, can you go buy me a panna cotta? You'll be like, a panna what? Like you
yeah.
know, you get so you sleep at night well when you look at these people, that you know that you have taken people out of there, because you know it's families, they've got children, like it's that and you're thinking the business is still new, and at the same time I still have my day job, and mm. I say, you know what, I'll keep my day job because I don't want anybody to lose a job.
Yeah, that's right.
Because should I then you know try to leave, it means somebody else is going to lose a job.
That's right.
You know, so it's those kind of things that keep us going, and you know they are one of them is a store manager, the other mm. one is a supervisor. They have never been that, but it's because of, you know, when you talk to somebody and say, you know what, I don't have money for training, but because you know you are a manager, you
yeah.
have been in a position mm. where you can be able to train people, they were trainable, they listened,
wow.
they are able to communicate with clients, mm. they're able to say, you know what, I can take a corporate order, I can do this without me interfering. So I have given them that platform
yeah.
to say, you know what, I don't want you to say I want to work for Breadbox forever.
Yeah.
I want you to empower yourself
mm.
in so much that when you go back to Limpopo, when you go back to Northwest, when you go back to wherever you come from,
mm.
you are able to say, I can open my own thing.
Amazing.
So I'm not doing this because and Breadbox, obviously it didn't start it as a business. It's,
yeah.
it's coming. We still, I mean, like, you obviously knowing that, you know, small business are struggling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We still are struggling. We still have, you know, meet those kind of challenges
yeah.
that we do meet.
Yeah.
But I think I'm proud to say I've got, you know, 7 staff members.
Wow.
Who, 2 of them, yes, they're like the guys, they came from like your Pick and Pays mm. and ShopRite, but
yeah.
they have never been permanent in their lives.
Wow.
So when they got that contract, when they got that thing, and you know, the thing is that when, even when I gave them those contracts, I was like, okay, fine, I'll see how I'm going to pay them.
Yeah.
And regardless of what, you become selfless in such a way that when you did not make, you can't pay them. You're not saying we did not.
Mm.
You know, mm. I take something out of the pocket. Like,
wow.
I'll tell my husband that, you know what, you know, luckily I have a husband who's very supportive.
Yeah.
I've got a husband who, you know, who supports what, mm. what I do.
What do you do? Yeah.
And I'll say, I'll take my salary and say,
yeah.
I need to pay these people.
Yeah. But
at
definitely.
Least, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least I have a roof under my head.
Mm.
Imagine if I have to stay mm. a month without paying
mm.
them, what's going to happen to them?
Yeah.
So that's kind of thing that happens. And you know, because they sew and we're doing this together, so we're planning to, in the future, to say they're employed and we give them a certain
mm.
percentage
mm.
so that they can, you know.
Yeah, but touching on something, I know we never actually speak about this, but it's quite fun to actually speak about it. The whole concept of, you know, being an entrepreneur isn't the easiest thing in the world. There's a lot of ups
Not
and downs.
Yeah.
You'll be broke one day and the next day you'll have be clearing 10 million in your bank account. And that's just how it is being an entrepreneur, right? So there is a lot of ups and downs. But how important is it that you do have that good support base? So whether it's a family member, whether it's a husband or a wife, why does it play such an important role? I mean, you're an entrepreneur. There's a lot of entrepreneurs listening in right now, and a lot of them need support internally. Why is it so important?
It is important because it's actually, you know, because if your family or your husband or your sister or your brothers, regardless of whether you are married or you're not married, and people don't believe in what you do, it actually takes your self-confidence down that, you know what, you know, I'm actually thinking this thing is never going to work. It's not going to. So it actually gives you that confidence and, you know, that, you know, thrive to do something, to say, you know what, I can do this no matter what. You know, you can. Otherwise, if they don't support you, I mean, you're going to end up giving up, and you know, you have started, you've given people hope, and then at the end of the day, you know, you look like a failure.
Amazing.
You know, there's no support from there. So it's very important that you've got people who support you.
That's right.
But then at the same time, I always say, you know, even if we don't have support, we live in a world where we are full of excuses. Because if I don't take the next step, regardless of what somebody is saying, I have to believe in myself. I have to believe in what I do.
Wow.
So I came to a point where, you know, of self-doubt, where, you know, you're like, am I going to do this? And, you know, so you have to take a step forward and say, you know what, I'll fail when I have tried. Because nowadays we have excuses of saying, you know, Kenneth says, no, this is not going to happen. But then what do you say? What do you say as an individual?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Tlhoge Ledwaba. Remember, if you are maybe a chef, there's an internship program also for pastry chef. Make sure that you get in contact with her. And she's also pioneering Sanctuary of Hope charity organization that helps with a lot of issues, be it women issues, men issues, and all of that. Do be in contact with them. How do we find you?
You find me on Facebook, Facebook Sanctuary of Hope, and then Breadbox is the Breadbox, the Breadbox SA, and Instagram is the Breadbox _SA.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So we're going to tell you a list of things that can help you develop your right mindset right now, as we always do with Zarif Minty. So number one, get the best information only. Try to find the very best information in your field. Make sure that you get the best quality of information, and also...
But that's true. I mean, when it comes to the whole concept of you always learning in your field.
That's right.
Like if you look at the law field in particular, there's always new legislation coming out. It's the same thing as a doctor.
It has
there's
to
always
be updated.
New medical technology coming out. So you need to constantly keep yourself at the top of it for you to be the best out there.
That's
agree
right.
with that completely.
Number two.
Number two is that role model the best people. So learn from the best out there and you'll become better than the best.
Yeah, who That's is in I mean. Your field. Make sure you find who is in your field and who is dominating that space and get to learn from them. You don't have to imitate. You can always emulate. Number three, examine your current beliefs. What do you actually believe concerning what you do will definitely determine what you do in your present day. So make sure that you really examine your beliefs. Are they facts or they're just assumptions? There are so many beliefs about careers and all of that. Make sure that you get rid of assumptions. Number four.
Number four is shape your mindset with vision and goals. If you don't have goals in place, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up going in 55 different, you know, routes and end up nowhere in life. So you have to have direction. You have to have vision. You have to know what goals you want to achieve. And one of the best signs of that is to set yourself small goals, medium goals, and large goals. Small goals get you to medium goals.
Yeah.
Medium goals get you to large goals. And that's exactly how the system works.
For sure. Number five, find your voice. Find your voice, and your voice can be your vision. I tell people all the time that brands are visions and projections. So make sure that you find your voice and you are greatly in a place of articulation. Number six.
The most important one is project your mindset. Your mindset is the most important thing out of everything. If you're an entrepreneur, if you have an amazing mindset, you'll become a billionaire in a short period of time.
All right. Now, this is Put to Time with Kenneth Malefa. Just make sure that you are tuned in. So this is from the Chronicles of an Entrepreneur with Kenneth Malefa. So the name of the poem, poem number three, is Brands. Brands, Visions, and Projection. The wise never project what they have never envisioned. Assemble your thoughts, visualize the end, construct your vision, then run with the mission. Action, motion initiated. Brands, vision, and projection. My dream and nightmare I cherish living with. If not tormented by the dream, please go back to sleep and dream again. Prosperity for the greater posterity, the legacy of the wise. Delayed gratification is never satisfaction denied. Work like a slave now and live like a king later. Work out your brand. Vision sharpened is vision provision ensured. If you have never feel that it's never possible, never disturb those who are doing it, or be like the I am that's full of the possible. It's beyond measure. That is your inside treasure. Today is the tomorrow I talked about, and that could be my day of increase. The breaking of limits, the plethora of an open possibilities, realities that hands can handle. It's all beyond measure. Visions and projection. Make it happen. Chronicles with Kenneth Malife, Chronicles of an Entrepreneur. The name of the poem, Brands. I love you. This is CliffCentral.com. They inspire youth essay. Make sure you check us up. I'm Kenneth Malife on Facebook. And I'm the Kenneth Malife on Instagram. Love you.
This is CliffCentral.com.